dare to dream, dream, dream. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. I'm your host, Deborah Dashinger. Join me every week as I interview inspiring guests from all walks of life, all ages, all backgrounds, all parts of the world, who had a dream and found a way to make that dream come true. Listen to this worldwide award-winning radio show every week and learn to dare to dream and make your dreams come true. Sit back and enjoy, and welcome.
You can be anything, a rock star, beauty queen, fly with a broken wing, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. You can have everything, playing on your 12 string, going for the brass ring, baby, if you dare to dream, dare to dream, dare to dream. Let your fears fade away and dare to dream.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome to the Dare to Dream radio show. It's so amazing to be here. And thank you for all your dear dreamers who just keep tuning in, following, and dreaming, going out and doing, 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 doing. I'm so grateful for all of you. And there's so much exciting things on the horizon. First of all, new book, Wisdom to Success, The Surefire Secrets to Accomplish All Your Dreams. Yep, it's my second latest book coming out in the series, and I'm beyond a mundo psyched for it. So definitely get your copy of it. And also, for anybody who wants to make a goal accomplished or a dream come true, here's my gift to you. I have a free audio. Please go get it. And it's got full instructions how to make your dream come true A to Z. So it is at DeborahDashinger.com/free gift. My gift to you. It's an instant downloadable audio. DeborahDashinger, D as in David, ACHINGER.com/free gift. And what is so exciting that's going on now, I got to tell you, it's the LA County Fair. So I don't know if you've ever been to a county fair. I am such a sucker for the fair. Have you been? The best, the best, the best. Totally going again. Definitely, I haven't ever had any of those bacon things. You know how they have like Twinkie fried bacon? I've never partaken in any of that, but I love the crafts, totally love the crafts, and I always love the inventions, and I love the new things that they have that they sell. Of course, I love the animals, and it's just such a good, clean day of fun. So if you've got a county fair near you, or if you're in LA, definitely check it out. It's a great, great time, and it's lacountyfair.com. Well, as usual, we're going to be talking about some ways to get you forward towards your dream come true. You know, it was Tully Knowles who said, "The greatest thing about man is his ability to transcend himself, his ancestry, and his environment, and to become what he dreams of being." What is in your field right now? What is in your field that you could let go of? Where in your life are you holding back that actually you could take a giant leap? Take a giant leap in your life so that maybe that means action. Maybe that means non-action, actually, for some of you. But for many of you, because we all know the percentages. In fact, my guest and I were talking about that before we started the show. The percentages of people who will do something is amazing. Do you know that 97% of people will not take action, even if they know it's good for them, on something, but the 3% will? So go live in that 3%. Make different choices and make good choices. Take a giant leap in your life. Take action and embrace all you've ever desired and all you desire. Now, for some people, they let fear really hold them back. I have a lot of understanding for that. But what you can do, you really can shelve the fear. You can desire what you want to do anyway. I know that sounds like a Nike ad. Just do it anyway. But there was something to that when they started to say it. They really meant it. Because we all have obstacles, right? And we can heal and do so much work. And then at some point, you just have to take that giant leap. You can feel your fear and go after your dream anyway. Because fear is actually just excitement that's been scrambled and misidentified. Fear is energy, energy, energy. And that fear energy, believe it or not, you have installed it. Like a computer, like a virus, you have installed it in your own life, and you have put it there to keep your world too small. And what happens when you release fear? Well, really, you step into excitement. And if you keep moving forward, what that becomes is enthusiasm. You know, life's problems would not be called hurdles if there wasn't a way to get over them. So just know you have that way. If you were given the dream, you're given the power to make it come true. Now, moving forward anyway puts you in God. It puts you in field. It puts you in right vibration. So I recommend that you say yes. In the yes, there is guidance, there is instruction, there is surrender. And when you go forward, even though you don't know all the particulars, you don't really know how it's going to happen, when it's going to happen, what it might look like, but you go forward anyway, and whatever you need shows up. Ask right now, what good is presently here that I cannot see? What opportunity is presently here that I cannot see? What love is presently here that I cannot see? This is about you. The dream was given to you for a reason. The dream was given to you to accomplish. So become a vehicle for your dream. Come true to your dream. Grow to receive that answer. As soon as you've asked and stepped into that, you're willing to move forward, you're already different. You're already that which can receive the answer from your highest soul and universe. Once you ask, you're already changed. I love that idea. We think we ask and we sit around, we wait for the answer and more will be revealed. But what happens is that in the asking, we're already saying to our highest self and to the universe, I am already ready. I am already that, but I'm stepping into the readiness of that. Because once you ask, you're already changed. Then when more is revealed, easy peasy, you just move forward. The presence is for us. The presence trusts us. It is fully present everywhere. All of it is where we are. It trusts us to be a steward of life. The universe wants you to be in that space. It conspires for you, for your freedom. It's the law of progress. And as Michael Bernard Beckwith says, it's the ultimate at-one-ment. Edmund Hillary said, it's not the mountain we conquer, but ourselves. It's not the mountain we conquer. It's ourselves. Isn't that true? When we move forward to our dreams, to our goals, it's really us. It's the pieces of us that are healing in order to get there. So put your future in good hands, your own. Put your future in good hands, and they are your own. Ask, what is presently here that I cannot see? What is good? What is opportunity? What is love that's presently here that I cannot see? And you be the vehicle. You be the vehicle, and you come true for your dream. And say yes, say yes, say yes. We're all waiting for you. Dare to Dream was created to inspire my listeners to take steps towards their dream and turn those goals into a reality. My guest today is Karen Abrams. Welcome back to the series with Karen. She's a master theta healer. Theta healing is a unique form of meditation where practitioners enter the theta state, where they shift their thoughts away from limiting beliefs to positive perspectives, a process of healing that frees them from long-standing emotional burdens and even chronic or unhealthy physical conditions. Karen first came to theta healing after watching a friend transform her life with it. Curious, Karen began to study theta techniques herself, gaining immediate and lasting relief from chronic health issues that had overwhelmed her for years. She also discovered that theta healing improved her relationships and helped her achieve greater professional success. She's a UCLA graduate in psychology, and Karen honed the listening and observation skills critical to theta healing through her extensive experience in the education field. And for more than 30 years, she's worked with a broad range of clients in diverse environments, from students, actors and writers, to professions in medicine, law, and business, as well as stay-at-home moms and other theta healers. Karen is a master theta healer, certified instructor, and relationship expert. Her practice is filled with clients and healers from around the world. She offers theta healing sessions, both in person and by phone, and she also conducts regular classes, teleclasses, and workshops that apply theta healing to everyday life. Karen has put together a very unique package just for this show, and congratulations to all of you out there who have been buying it and changing your life. She literally has hit every life, internal and external subject in these MP3s. It's a massive set. You'll get the whole enchilada, basically, and you will get Karen to be with you. And just go to deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta, deborahdashinger.com/thinktheta. Again, this is a 6-series with Master Theta Healer Karen Abrams. Her previous shows can be heard on the replays. So go to deborahdashinger.com to listen to all of those. And today, Karen is covering the subject of putting yourself at the top of the list. I know that none of you have that issue, so thank you very much for joining me. Oh, really? Putting yourself at the top of the list. In fact, all the shows that are running right now, all of my shows have to do with self-love, self-esteem. It's amazing how it just happened to work out. So, Karen, darling, welcome back. It's so great to have you here.
It's so great to be here. I am honored and a little bit sad that this is our last...
Second to last, isn't it?
No, this isn't the penultimate. This is the ultimate, isn't this?
Don't do that to me. I believe we have one more. I think it's in August.
We're in August.
Oh. Sorry. When I say yes, I'm really a universal being, and I calendars mean nothing. Wow. Okay, great.
It's okay.
Wah, wah. That is sad.
I know.
That is sad. But you know what? What's beautiful about it, because things are born out of opportunities. And one of the opportunities, I mean, Karen and I have had professional experience before this, and then this amazing 6-week series. Yeah. And what's just gorgeous about it is that we want to do work together now. Mm-hmm. So stay tuned, because we'll be doing teleclasses.
Because when a door closes, a window opens, and it's a big bay window with a gorgeous view. Yeah, we're on our way.
So let's put ourselves at the top of the list.
Okay.
And I want to start with, here's some interesting things. You know, I love research. I'm a nerd. I'm a total nerd in lion's clothing. Mm-hmm. So in his book, Life Code, Dr. Phil McGraw shared actionable rules for succeeding. And he said, to be successful today, you have to go after what you want and become the star in your own life. So that raised some stuff for people. And they were saying, well, what does that mean, being the star? Is that really just an excuse to be selfish? And he commented and he said, no, that's not what it means to be the star in your own life. This is Dr. Phil. He said, it means filling yourself up mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, he explained. It's not about being selfish. And I thought that was really an interesting description. So putting yourself first means being the star in your own life, filling yourself up on all levels. I turn it over to you. What do you feel or think it is?
You know, being a mom, it's very easy to put yourself at the bottom of the list. It's very easy, because when you have children or you have a child, you know, their needs come before yours, because they don't know how to do anything by themselves, you know, especially when they're babies. So your life is sort of set aside, and that's a pattern that I think even women who don't have children have too, or people who take care of people. So,
and I just want to add in there, because so many men today are single parents as well, and I have noticed the same thing.
That's
why
I mean,
life.
Anybody and parents, it's just a parental thing anyways, but I do think if you are a caretaker, you tend to put yourself lower on the list. But I would agree. I think it's about fulfilling your needs and, you know, filling yourself up with love, because if you're not doing anything that lights you up, you're just going to go downhill. And it doesn't take much to have that happen. I was just watching Tony Robbins speak on TV where he said he was talking about passion, and he was talking about having a passionate relationship and continuing that for years and years. And he goes, if you want a passionate marriage, you know, years down the line, do the same thing you did at the beginning of the relationship. Mm. And it was such a simple thing, but it's the same thing here with your relationship with yourself. Mm. You have to treat yourself well. Look, there's things to do. There's places you got to drive. You got to do a lot of stuff that doesn't necessarily, you know, excite you. But you got to put yourself on that list, and you got to make your needs a part of that. And we do tend to defend that by saying, we're being narcissistic, we're being selfish. It's a first thought most people I know have. Just like if you say something like, I want you to take responsibility for your actions, we think of blame. It's not the same thing. That's about accepting what you did, not you are a this or a that because of that. And the same thing here, there's no judgment. There's this place of, if you like to play music, play some music. And if you don't have a whole bunch of time, do it for 15 minutes. Find something that really makes you happy and make that list and, you know, cross it off one by one so that you can, you know, the happier you are, the easier it is to live your life and to live it well. And the people around you will react differently towards you when you're fulfilling your needs.
Absolutely. You know, I saw my chiropractor today, and she's marvelous. And she was sharing with me, out of nowhere, not even knowing this was the subject of my show, she was saying, you know, she's got two daughters, I believe, and she said, I love exercise, and I know her to be an amazing tennis player, and she looks very athletic. However, I have also noticed she's gained weight a little bit, and she was saying, I love more than anything to exercise. Like, that mm-hmm. is my passion. Mm-hmm. And she realized how many years it has been
right.
that she is not. And she realized it because she took her daughter to this huge dance expo where her daughter was dancing, and her passion got ignited watching.
Right.
And she said, that's it. I'm going to yoga. I'm going to start doing tennis. I'm going to start swimming. All the things that make me and make
right.
me happy, I'm going to start adding in my life.
Right. And you can do it one at a time. It doesn't mean that the whole palette has to change. And it doesn't need to be to the detriment of other people or to the sacrifice of other people. That's the difference.
Perfect.
You know?
Perfect segue. Ian LaVanzant was talking about putting yourself first. And she said, are you the strong one in your life? Do you put others before yourself? Ian said, it's self-full. F-U-L-L, self-full, to put yourself first. It's self-full to be first, to be as good as possible to you, to take care of you, keep you whole and healthy. That doesn't mean you disregard everything and everyone, but you want to come with your cup full. You know, my cup runneth over. What comes out of the cup is for everybody else and you. What's in the cup is mine. What's
right.
in the cup is yours.
Right.
So
mm-hmm.
you've got to have your cup full, and the way you start is by what you generate for yourself.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You've got to fill up, because you know what someone's eyes look like when they're empty.
Mm.
And it doesn't have to stay there. And it really, small little things can change. You know, can change how you feel about yourself, can change how you walk through life. Very, very simple little things. So it just doesn't have to be this complete overhaul. I always talk about with this work that if you make a subtle change, that it's like a, you know, I'll just go back a few wars to cannons.
Mm-hmm.
If you point a cannon 1 degree east or west from where it was, it can go 300 miles away from the town that it was aimed at in the first place, just for the trajectory. So you just slightly turn this way or that way into a better situation, that's just going to lead you to somewhere totally different.
Yes.
Yeah.
And if the butterflies were flapping their wings in another country, we would have been having a better season than we're having.
We'll have to talk to them. I'm going to get my lawyer to talk to them first, though.
But it's true. I like that example. No, Canon, it's true. Just one degree off, and once it gets out there, the trajectory is totally changed.
Absolutely.
So let's change some people's trajectories here. This is a caller-inspired show because we want people to have real theta experience. And we're going to bring our first caller, Alana, on the line. And welcome, Alana, to the Dare to Dream show with Debbie and Karen.
Oh, what an honor and privilege. I love listening to you, too. And thank you for having me on.
It's nice to hear your voice.
Welcome, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
What is your question, or what would you like to say to Karen?
Karen, I would love support and healing in the area. You were talking about motherhood and putting ourselves first. For 9 years, I've been divorced. My son is 10. I've tried everything I can think of, every course, every retreat, all of that, to heal my relationship with my son's father. It's just been a very high-conflict divorce and co-parenting situation. And while I've done my best to put myself first, my money, my health isn't where I know it could be, but I was just going to keep going and make this happen. Well, about 3 months ago, my son told his teacher, I want to kill myself. My mom and dad fight all the time. I wake up and love my mom, and I simultaneously betray my dad. I can't win. So I decided to let go, and I created a legal situation for 6 months of a trial, change in custody, where he lives with his dad, and I let him live there and the cat, let go of my house, let go of my things, let go of my clothes, and I've been letting my friends love me and take care of me, and I'm staying at different places, and my health is better, and I'm feeling more empowered. And I thought that all was well with my son because he told me, you know, Mommy, I'm actually happy. This is better. However, I went to his therapist last Friday for the first time. That was part of the stipulation in order to make sure he had support when I was gone. And she said, I'm really worried about your boy. He's not telling you the truth because he's afraid if you do something, his dad's going to hurt you. So I'm at a place now where I thought I did the next right thing, and maybe it is still the next right step, but man, I could really use some help.
So are you saying that you don't see your son for 6 months, or you're just not living with him?
He's living with his dad, and right. I see him every 3 to 4 weeks for a weekend, because I'm just trying to get him out of the tug of war between the two of us, so he doesn't want to kill himself being so upset, and I was willing just to do the King Solomon thing and get out of the way. So I'm actually okay. It's not easy, but I'm okay not seeing him if he's gonna thrive and if I'm gonna thrive. If it doesn't look what normal motherhood looks like, okay. But what I'm now concerned about is that he's saying he's fine, but the therapist is telling me another story, and I'm really concerned about what I need to do because he's not doing well living with his dad almost full
right.
time.
Right, yeah, I feel like, is it okay if I connect to your space? So,
yes.
Okay, so, and for everybody who's out there, because these callers are going to have issues that will intersect with yours on some level, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to go up and ask if I can come into your space, and then you say yes out loud, and then I'm going to ask you if you want different kinds of energy downloads, which are basically just different forms of understanding and love, and also would you like to release this or that, and you say yes, and what that does is help this energy, this divine energy that I'm connecting to and that you're connecting to access your subconscious and change the belief systems and change what's going on in the negative energy. So you said it's okay for me to come into your space. I'm going to come in.
Okay.
There we go. Yeah, it's too much time. He needs to see you every week. He needs to see you every week. He is really lonely without you. His dad is not a very healthy guy. I can see that he's the one promoting a lot of this conflict. And it feels like, look, remember, this is intuition, that he's just trying to kind of recruit him a bit onto taking sides. And it's not working. It's just creating more stress for your son. So let's give you God's understanding of what's going on here and why you called in this marriage and this divorce in this way, okay? And I just want... And because usually when we leave a divorce, at least, you know, at this point in time, there should be, you know, a break in the conflict. And he seems pretty committed to conflict here, which is really unfortunate because I don't think he's not looking at the damage that he's and the havoc that he's wreaking on his son. So let's give you guys understanding. So what relationship is this mimicking? Is this a parental one, your father? I see you keep seeing your father and your mother.
Yeah, probably. I've healed my relationship with my dad in the present moment, but in the past, my dad was on drugs and alcohol, so this very crazy, violent behavior that my ex-husband is exhibiting was what I grew up with as a child. My dad's now dry and
right. Different. Okay. So let's give you God's understanding of, we're going to go back and give your inner child all of this understanding so that you can release this issue, okay? So is it okay if God, first let's let, and this is the basic stuff that we need for every healing. So if everybody says yes to it, then all is well in the castle. Would you like God's definition of unconditional love first? Because this is a big deal here.
Yes.
Good. Okay, so let's watch that go in. And wherever it was that you began to believe you were unworthy of God's unconditional love, is it okay if God changes that there, changes your mind, gives you the truth, and lets you know what it feels like to be consistently worthy of God's love? Is that okay?
Yes, please.
Okay.
Yes.
And wherever it was, I'm going to just let that go in there, and wherever it was that you began to believe that you were unworthy of receiving Source's love, I'll just keep using different words, Creator's love, is it okay if God changes that and lets you know how worthy you truly are, how worthy we all are to receive God's love? There we go. Okay. And let's let you know what it feels like to be consistently worthy of that. And there we go. And let's show you how to love yourself from the inside out unconditionally. Now that we have that definition in there from God's perspective and know what that feels like. And then let's get going on God's definition of joy. And let's give you what that feels like. And wherever it was, whatever lifetime and level you began to believe you were unworthy of God's joy, let's have God change that and show you what it feels like to be consistently worthy of God's joy. And there we go. And then we'll go back to when you began to believe you were unworthy of receiving God's joy and have God change that. And then show you what it feels like to be consistently worthy of receiving God's joy. Okay. And then let's show you what it feels like to be completely loved by God and supported by God. We'll give you God's definition of that. And what it feels like to have self-support, which is bringing in the right people at the right time, the way that you speak and react to your world and to yourself. There we go. And know what that feels like. So wherever it was that you pulled out your self-support, let's put it back there. So your inner child here is healing from this. And for her... First of all, let's see. Let's resolve all the lifetimes that you've had with your father. You had a very complicated relationship with him. Let's resolve all those lifetimes and those past lifetimes. And then let's do a healing on that relationship. And so when we do a healing, all of the soul fragments that you let go of when he caused you pain, you give those up to him and he gives his up to you. And so you get them back cleaned and washed by God. There we go. So let's just heal that and resolve all of those lifetimes. Woof. And let's release all of the trauma and the abuse here for from that relationship with your father.
Oh.
Yeah, it's a lot.
Oh, my goodness. I'm feeling a lot, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You're also very ready to let it go. So the abuse is really coming out of your gut. And the trauma is kind of coming out of every cell of your body. I can see that. Whoosh. And these healings on the air, you have to understand also, are very energized by everyone who participates. It's really remarkable what you get done in a few minutes from this. Here we go. Okay. And is it okay if we're going to give you God's definition of forgiveness, which is letting go of the pain that you caused yourself or someone else caused you, okay? Bring that in.
Yes.
And let you know. And is it okay if you forgive yourself for choosing your father on a soul level? Is
yes.
that okay? Okay, so let's do that. Woof. There we go. Let go of that pain you caused yourself by choosing this man. Boy, he just went through hell, didn't he? I mean, it looks like fire, like hell. I'm not even using that as jargon here. It's like his insides were on fire. So much turmoil, so much pain. And the vows you have to take on his energy and emotion in order to heal him, is it okay if those are completed and finished? Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So, that'd be great.
Okay. And so let's just release all of that energy that is your father's, that is in you, in your field. Well, let's just let that go. There we go. Just release that. Let that go to God, to Source. Oof. And the burden of being his daughter, let's release that from every cell of your body. There you go. There we go. Okay. And your ex-husband just has a trigger temper. And I'm not sure why they're allowing him to have your son, honestly. I don't understand it. Because he just has no control over his anger when it comes up, and it's just could be anything. So he's living on your son is living on eggshells. He loves his dad. That is pure. And he's giving his father the opportunity to love. And right now your ex-husband is not taking that up. He's just continuing that sort of turmoil and trauma in the house. So now the tables are turned and your son is trying to protect you. So, which means to me that you've been a martyr before yourself. So is it okay if God, any identity with being a martyr that have God change that and let you know the truth of who you truly are from God's perspective? And that it's possible for you to love your son and take care of your son and love the people that you love without becoming a martyr and staying a martyr?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
There we go. And let's give you God's definition of healthy love and a father's healthy love. So I think the best thing that you can do is, and let's just give you God's understanding of what's right, what's in your son's highest and best right now.
Okay.
And I also feel like this call could go on for an hour because you've got a lot of stuff going on. So what I would like you to do is just God's just going to give you that discernment here and just give you God's discernment, okay? And in knowing and getting the knowing here and to know what it's in his highest and best to do. I feel like you've got to get in there is my feeling intuitively. Get in there and get him back. And tell your son it's your decision that you're take the role instead of just saying, what do you want, honey? What do you want? He is such a sweetie pie. He's such a puppy. Okay. And he's just trying to figure out how to keep his father away from you. Okay. And you have to let him know that you are the adult here instead of him, and that you're going to you'll be protected, and that you're going to be okay, and that it's okay if he's not liking the situation. It's got to change. The sooner you can change that, the better.
Yeah.
Okay? But it's possible to change this, and let's just do one more thing and just resolve all the all the past lives you've had, all that complication you've had with your ex-husband. And he's fighting a lot of ghosts. So let's just have God resolve all of that. And from this lifetime, let's release that trauma that you've experienced by being in relationship with him. That includes the divorce. Okay? So that you can get clarity on how to proceed. And God's also going to install in you healthy boundaries from God's perspective from whenever they stopped being healthy. Okay? And let you know what that feels like so that you can go into this situation without being affected by his psychic attacks, okay, and his physical and verbal attacks, okay? And let's just release all of that. All of those verbal attacks, all those psychic attacks, those are just thought forms that, you know, fancy schmancy way of saying that, okay? And let's just release all of that. And instead, what you're getting is just unconditional love and support. And all I hear is you can do this. I hear you can do this, and it's not going to be and let's just change that life is a struggle and that this divorce is a struggle. Let's change that. And then that you can proceed forward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I wish you luck, but you have luck and you have skill to do this. I absolutely believe you can do this.
Oh, thank you, Karen.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
And let us know, please. I would love to know how you're doing with this. So Debbie will give you my email and you can give me an update too, okay?
Awesome. Beautiful. Thanks, Alana.
I'll do that.
Okay.
And we are all with you. Thanks for that. So we're going to break here and then be back. And just, you know, some closing thoughts. Remember that a lot of people find themselves at the bottom of the heap when it comes to taking care of their needs. Mm-hmm. And the problem is that if we don't take care of ourselves, sooner or later, really, we're not going to be of much use to anyone else. And some questions that you can ask yourself to put yourself on equal footing with those you love and tend to. Ask yourself, do you insist that they get enough sleep? So then start making that a priority for you too. Do you give them time for fun and socializing with friends? Then you do the same. So when you give to others, be sure to give to yourself. Be sure to give to yourself. This song is called You Are the Answer. This is Michael Bernard Beckwith. It's true, Michael Bernard Beckwith. He writes music. He is so amazing. And if you missed his interview, definitely go to the replays on my website. You Are the Answer. Debbie Dashinger, Dare to Dream Radio.
Are you ready
Radio.
To make lasting changes in your life? Avatar is unlike anything else you've tried. It is a straightforward self-improvement course that teaches powerful tools so you can take control of your life. I am inviting you to experience one of the most comprehensive, enlightening, fun courses in the Human Potential Movement. You can join over 100,000 people from around the world who have benefited from Avatar. To find out more, visit powerofavatar.com. Sign up for a free session. You deserve it.
Something magnificent is always on the verge of happening. Opportunity is everywhere,
everywhere, everywhere.
It's knocking, it's knocking, it's knocking on your heart.
Set me free,
let me free,
let me love,
let me love. Oh, opportunity is always knocking. It's knocking, it's knocking, it's knocking on your heart. It's knocking, it's knocking, it's knocking on your heart. We are surrounded by these universal ideas of beauty,
beauty,
of love,
love.
Some of them have your name on them.
You are the answer. Get some understanding today. Make that U-turn. Universal, undivided, undeniable. You are the answer. You are the answer. Get some understanding today. Make that U-turn. Universal, undivided, undeniable.
What if the world doesn't function the way we've been told? What if we truly can bend the laws of physical reality? What if we can end limitation? What if weird were the coolest thing you could be? And what if it's time for a totally different reality? Are you ready to create it? Are you ready to dream as big as you dare? Hi, my name is Dane here. 13 years ago, I started to truly ask questions. Actually, I started to be the question, and everything in my life changed for me. This is your invitation to step into something that Einstein, Marie Curie, Newton, Da Vinci, Shakespeare, Gandhi, Galileo, and Aristotle all knew to be true. It's not about the answer. It's about being the question, always. It's about truly being you, whatever that looks like, and changing this world. Is now the time? Start by signing up for a free video series at beingyouclass.com. That's beingyouclass.com. What if you are the gift and the change this world requires? Beingyouclass.com.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
This is Debbie Dashinger. Welcome back to Dare to Dream. And if you're tuning in after we've started, I'm interviewing Karen Abrams, a master theta healer who's on Dare to Dream talking about putting you at the top of the list. Listen, if you want more information and if you want to get Karen's, wow, this is our last show together, so special $97 offer. Go to Think Theta. So it's DeborahDashinger.com/Think Theta. And basically, Karen always makes fun of me, so I'm going to get this right. It's 25
yes.
MP3s.
Yes.
Thousands of hours.
Thousands of hours. Of 10 million hours in 25 MP3s. They are theta sessions, theta healing sessions and meditations on different subjects. On love, on money, on negotiation, synchronicity, relaxation, downloading sleep. That's one of my favorite. I do that every night. Mm. A general healing, and then just healings on other specific, on your body. It just goes on and
yeah,
on.
Yeah, it
and
is,
on.
And I've got it, and I know the people getting it are loving it, loving it. So anyway, you know, when you get an opportunity like this, things that would sell individually for, that's where the thousands come in.
Right, the thousands that, come capiche. In at what it's worth.
That's what it would be worth, but you're getting right. it for $97, so you have the healing with you, iPad, iPod, you know, telephone, wherever you like. It's DeborahDashinger.com/ThinkTheta.
It's like having a theta healer at your beck and call.
Having Karen in your pocket.
Yes, having me in your pocket.
All right. And Karen, before we get kickstarted here, quickly, events, people who want to follow you, where can they find out about events?
You can go onto my website, which is thinktheta.com, thinktheta.com. And go under the events and you'll see I have a healing circle that's coming up, which is a group healing circle. And if you wish to participate in that, go there, see it, sign up, and enjoy. It's really a wonderful thing. I've done a few of them now, and it's just, it's an incredible experience. So.
Well, it is incredible. And everybody loves Karen. Karen is so easy to love because you can tell, obviously, she is a real healer. In a moment on air, you can feel what's going on. It's very potent. And the thing is, she's got such a beautiful sense of humor. She's just so real and wonderful to hang out with. So it's really nice to have somebody who is just as human as you and yet quite gifted.
Imagine that.
So I'm just going to get us back into the subject a little bit, and then we'll bring on another caller. So basically, putting you at the top of your list includes things like your physical health, like valuing your emotional health, like having a healthy support system of friends, scheduling fun activities on a regular basis.
Yep.
Not being too busy and draining your time and energy. Handling your problems by finding solutions. I love this one. Learning to say no.
Right. Well, having healthy boundaries.
Yeah.
It's very important. And when you feel like you're being walked on, you are being walked on. So just stop it.
Yes. And sometimes it's just, look, I'm a perfect example. Some people, I'm sure, will resonate with this. I'm extremely, extremely social, chatty Kathy here. And so I'm like, blah, blah, blah. And people are always saying, oh, come do this, come do that, come join this, come be in on this activity.
Right.
And I learned, because I wanted to be everywhere and be with everybody, I had to employ the word no and trust it. Because then you reserve the yes for the things that are most important.
And you'll feel it when you hit it. you'll feel that power of finally waiting for the important one to say yes to. And you'll just be filled with energy as opposed to being drained. And a lot of people, I think, when we don't have healthy boundaries, which is very easy not to have, and that's why we can change that energetically, is that you do feel drained after you're dealing with people.
Because we're all very much taught in the society to be givers and not to be receivers.
Right.
So we're going to give someone else the opportunity to receive.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll bring our next caller, Tamara, on the line. Hi, Tamara. Welcome to Dare to Dream and the show on putting yourself at the top of your list.
Hi, Debbie. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Tamara. Nice to hear your voice.
How do you do? My goodness.
Wow.
It's great to be here.
I'm glad you're here. Tell me what's going on.
Well, I have a magical life. I really do pinch myself sometimes because I really do have an amazing,
beautiful
relationship with my husband of 19 years, my two kids, passionate about my work, love what I do. It's gangbusters, successful. So I think the thing that I want to talk about is something that just keeps coming up in the past 30 years, and that is, and it's so much improved, dramatically improved, actually, than it was maybe even just 3-4 years ago. But it's migraine, headache kind of thing. And it's old. I know. It's just so many lives old. I mean, I can really, you know, really go back with this. I've had experience where I've experienced migraine in past lives and stuff like that. So I just wanted to bring that up because it's something that still occasionally occurs for me.
Okay, so let me ask you a real quick question. When did it start? It started for you 30 years ago?
In this lifetime? More than 30 years ago, but I was 23 years old.
Okay, so, all right, we won't add up. But okay, so tell me, what was going on right around the time that the headache started?
Yeah, 23. I was 23.
Okay, so
what was happening?
Yeah.
I'm having trouble hearing you.
Okay. I'm sorry. So, yeah, what was happening during that time right before they came out?
A time when I really didn't like myself at all.
Mm-hmm.
I really, really even loathed myself, I would have to say.
Right? Okay. All right. So is it okay if I come into your space?
Say it again. I'm so sorry.
Is it okay if I come into your space? That just means.
Please, yeah.
Okay, here we go. Let me just come in. Getting some ideas. I just want to find out if they're real or not. Okay. 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 So, for some reason, I'm picking up a virus. So, viruses are about worthiness. So, I don't know why this would cause that. So, you know, once again, I'm not a doctor and I don't play one on TV. I'm giving you intuitive insight here. So I see a virus here. That usually means worthiness, which makes a lot of sense that you said you hated yourself at that point in time. One is not very worthy when one hates themselves. And that's very common in our 20s. Was there something going on with your dad? I just feel like there's something. Your dad's coming up. Is there anything? Your dad or your mom?
Well, I guess it was years of molestation, telling him, and him not supporting me, doing what it took to stop molestation, which was years earlier.
Okay.
But I would imagine that's, you know, it certainly was the reason why I was filled with shame and loathed myself.
Yeah.
And I would imagine that maybe he's coming up because he certainly could have stopped years and years of sexual abuse. And it wasn't from him, but it was a family member.
Oh.
He knew what was going on.
So he knew it was happening and he didn't protect you. Okay.
Yeah, I told him. He asked. I said yes. And he
didn't do anything. Okay.
Did nothing about it, basically. So it continued.
All right. So let's give you God's understanding of why, on a soul level, you chose this path. Okay. And
mm-hmm.
and then let's just have God... Let's see. There we go. So there's a lot of trauma just around the abuse itself. So let's deal with the abuse, and then we'll deal with your father and your reaction to your father. So let's have let's bring you some self-compassion here, okay? Give you God's definition, and let's show you what it feels like. Whenever it was that you lost compassion for yourself, whatever lifetime or level, let's have God bring that back to you and show you how to receive it. Self-compassion and God's compassion. Okay. There's a bit of a martyr thing going on here too. So let's just have God change that identity and show you that you can be close to God without becoming a martyr. This was a way of doing it on a soul level. Let's also show you how to learn the easy way on the soul level here. Okay. And let's release that abuse. How long did it last for?
Let's see, started at 11 and went through till about 17.
Okay. So somebody, was this a relative?
It was two different relatives.
Okay.
A grandfather and an uncle.
And was it, so it was his father and his brother?
No, it was my stepmother's father and uncle.
Okay.
I mean, stepmother's brother.
Okay. So let's have, so he's in this powerless position and he could have stopped it. Okay. So mm-hmm. you both felt powerless. That's really interesting that you both had that feeling. So I'm not sure if there's something going on with your father. He has no self-esteem here.
Mm-hmm.
And either do you, and neither do you. So back then. And so we're going to show you wherever it was that you lost your own self-love and your own self-esteem. Let's have God change that and show you what it feels like to love yourself unconditionally from the inside and know that you're worthy of that. And show you that you can connect to your father without low self-esteem, without believing that you're unworthy. I could feel his fear. He feels like he's overwhelmed. So is it okay if all the vows that you have to take on his energy in order to heal him, let's have those completed and finished. Let's release all of his energy, all of his hopelessness and powerlessness. Let's have God heal that and take that out of your system, out of your field, and release your hopelessness and powerlessness that you felt from being molested. And on a soul level, I keep hearing, I can do it myself, I can do it myself. So is it okay if God changes that for you and lets you know that having support is how you get things done? That nobody does it by themselves. Doesn't matter how much you say that. There's some energy around you. If there's not people, there's energy. And where there's energy, there's usually people. So you were calling in someone, but on a soul level, you knew you were calling in somebody who would not help you, who couldn't help you. So let's release all of that trauma and that sexual abuse, those broken barriers. It's very intimate abuse. Let's just release that from your body. Let it go to God's light and understand what it's getting replaced with: unconditional love, unconditional self-love, and the knowing of who you truly are. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay. So this is going to be going on. And is it okay if you forgive yourself for choosing that experience on a soul level? Okay? Because we know no one would ever choose that consciously. There we go. And let's just forgive it. And forgiveness here, God's definition is that I heard, is that you're letting go of the pain you caused yourself. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
And let's also let you know what it feels like to be safe from whenever it was that you began to believe you were unsafe. Okay? And that you're worthy of being safe, and that you're worthy of being protected. So wherever that was that you began to believe you were unworthy of that, let's have God change that. And let you know what it feels like consistently worthy of this. And let's just give you God's understanding of why your father was incapable of protecting you and show you how to forgive him now and let go of the pain he caused you. And then with that, what I'm going to do is have God just put a whole bunch of unconditional love inside your body and just let this sort of peel off of you, okay? Because there's more to do here, and I would suggest more work on this, okay? Mm-hmm. And if you would like to, I'd be honored. And if you have somebody else, whoever it is to help you is good to do this because there's a lot of energy coming out of you, okay? And I'm just going to have God just do that healing on you now. There we go. And once again, this is healable. It's healing now, and it will continue to be healable. And just notice what's easier and lighter in the next week. And understand also that as these feelings come up, because your body wants to let go of them right now, imagine that the top of your head is like a garbage lid. Open it up. It's your crown chakra. And say goodbye. And watch those feelings and old beliefs just whoosh out of you, okay? And that's going to be your favorite word this week.
Whoosh.
Whoosh. No, goodbye. And then let me know how you're doing, okay, sweetie?
Beautiful.
Okay, wonderful.
And Tamara, just very quickly, because we're going to bring on our last caller for a super quick call, I just have to, as I'm a completely different intuitive than our guest here, but I just want to give you something. Take the sword out of your head.
Mm-hmm.
There is a sword in your head. Put it back in the sacred stone for King Arthur. Let it go. I don't know if it was this lifetime or some other, but they're literally, I feel, from temple to temple, and I mean that is unbelievable steel. I would do a very quick visualization. It doesn't have to be a big deal. See yourself pulling it out, completely healed, put it back in, and never having to own or carry that around again.
Nice.
And check in with us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And we literally have a minute, and I deeply apologize to our last caller, Marianne. I deeply apologize. Let's bring Marianne on. But here's the good news, Marianne. You give us a quick question, and Karen is going to give you the super-sized roller derby-like of energy.
So, I will elbow you with love.
Hi, Marianne.
Hi.
Hi. Tell me what's going on with you.
So about 8 years ago, I started to get flashes on the periphery of my vision. The retinal specialist said that, you know, as you get older, the vitreous gel in your eye shrinks and can tug on the retina, which can cause these flashes.
Mm-hmm.
The danger is that it could tear and you could have a detached retina.
Mm-hmm.
About 3 years ago, she said that the separation was done and I should no longer have these flashes, but I continue to have them. Along with them, a lot of fear, you know, and that something terrible could happen to my sight, my vision. So,
all right. So,
freaking me out.
I understand. Okay, so is it okay if I come into your space?
Yes.
Okay, here I come.
And if I may intercept, and just for the sake of this show, I would like to offer, if it's okay with Karen and our guest and any of our guests, that we will end this on time. But because everybody deserves the full throttle mm-hmm. healing, what if we ended this on time but then continued this process? And then
sure.
Anybody who would like can go to my – well, I wonder – yeah, just go to my website for the replays and then Karen can continue this.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that feel
sure.
good to everybody?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe what I can do is close out the show now, and please stay on the line, callers, and we'll finish up.
Wonderful.
Yes? Does everybody agree?
Yes.
Fabulous. Okay. So for all you, everybody has an idea of where this is headed and how potent this is. And just remember, you deserve to be loved as equally as you love others. You may be walking around saying, but I'm a caretaker, I'm an employee, I'm a spouse, I'm a daughter, a sibling, a friend. Don't lose yourself in the hustle and bustle. Care for yourself like never before. Yes. And a special thanks to my guest, Karen Abrams. Delightful, delightful. Always more healing than there's time, but isn't that a beautiful way things? And one day, life will be different. There'll be more time than we need healing. So thank you, Karen. And if you want to see her amazing package and learn more about Karen, you can go to her website, thinktheta.com, go to her events. And the package, the special for 97, is at deborahdachinger.com, dachinger.com/thinktheta. And I end today's show with this. When it comes to taking care of yourself and putting yourself at the top of your list, remember, you have a choice to regain your happiness rather than serving everyone else but yourself. Put yourself first. Your health depends on it. Your happiness depends on it. You can't give it away if you don't have it in the first place, and you're worth it. Put yourself first. Live for you. Move toward the path you know you must travel.
Contact the award-winning syndicated Dare to Dream radio show, email Debbie at indie100.com. That's D-E-B-B-I at I-N-D-I-E-100.com. Keep your excellent comments coming. Your host, Debbie Dachinger, is an expert in goal achievement, a radio and TV personality, featured in magazines, a best-selling author, and keynote speaker. Want more support in making your dreams come true? Go to www.deborahdachinger.com. That's www.deborahdachinger.com. You'll see videos, MP3s, and products teaching the secret steps to make your dream come true. Get Debbie's best-selling book, Dare to Dream, This Life Counts, on Amazon and at bookstores. Listen for the next inspiring interview guest who has turned their vision into a successful reality. Remember to dream big with every expectation that your dreams will manifest. Dreams are free, so free your dreams. What do you dare to dream?